Whereas when you fast, all those blood cells stay right there. Obviously, they're all over your body, but particularly in your mind, and then therefore you receive this clarity. You're able to think clearly, okay? And it's good that when you are feeling like, man, my mind's a little foggy, I don't feel like I can focus right, then you should fast for a little bit. Amen. Obviously, if you meet those requirements of physically fasting, because it's good for your brain. Now, there's churches that will tell you, if you want the deep truths of God, you know, you got to fast. You got to do the Daniel fast or something. As if, like, not eating is attached to, like, the Holy Spirit being able to, like, teach me something from the Bible or something. Like, oh, you're not eating something? Okay, now I'm going to give you the real deep truths of the Word of God. That's not what it is at all. Look at Daniel chapter 9, verse 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Darius, understood by books the number of years. Understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So in order for him to understand the prophecy of the prophet Jeremiah, he prays, he makes supplication, and the Bible says that he fasts. This doesn't open him to a realm of spiritual understanding. What it is, it gives his mind more mental clarity. Okay? That's what it is. It gives his mind clarity to actually focus on what he's reading. So here's some practical advice for us as Christians. If you're ever reading the Bible, you know, you're doing your devotions and you have a hard time focusing, have you ever been there? Where it's just like, I just read the entire chapter. I don't even know what I read. That I can't pay attention to what I'm reading. Well, it's probably because your mind is foggy. Either that or you got issues that you're dealing with at that time. I'm not saying you got issues, but I'm saying, like, there's problems you're dealing with that you can't get your mind off of, right? But if you don't have problems, you don't have issues, but your mind is just foggy, maybe it would be good for you to fast for a day, for a meal, in order to give your mind that mental clarity that it needs to focus on God's word. So what Daniel's doing here is that he's fasting in order for him to seek the Lord at his maximum potential. You understand? So his mind is clear. He can read God's word. He can study the prophecy of Jeremiah and understand what it's saying. Okay? And so, you know, and obviously, this isn't for everyone, but it does assist with that. Remember, it's an accessory discipline.